What's up, you gaming subscribers? It's GCon back with another podcast segment, and today we're doing a little thing that I've done before, and there's gonna be a part two, right? If this can get to 100 plays, so if you send this to your peeps, best friends, sister, brother, mom, dad, if they hear it and it gets to 100 plays, then I'll do a part two. All right, so I have rankings. I have number one, real good, good, okay, not good, and bad. And I have villains, and I'm going to be ranking this first set of villains, right, from good to horrible. So, yeah, all right, let's get into it. So, I have DBZ Broly and DBS Broly. DBZ Broly gets to go into not good. I'll tell you why. Broly, DBS, DBZ, sorry. DBZ Broly, he didn't have a personality. He was this guy who wanted to be bad and kill Goku because he cried when he was a baby. I just don't like this version of Broly because he's just a bad guy who goes legendary Saiyan, right? Something that's basically Super Saiyan, except you get huge and buff, and I just didn't really like it. I mean, they revamped that idea in Dragon Ball Super a lot better with Kale, it's different scenarios, but still, I just don't really like this version of Broly. Now, Dragon Ball Super Broly is in real good, okay? He's in real good, alright? That's Broly. DBS. DBS Broly, okay, is probably one of the best villains because he doesn't necessarily count as a villain. Now, I know that they fight him, right? But he goes mad because of what his father told him, and he got out of hand with his strength. He's so powerful that he got out of hand. I mean, oh my god, they destroyed worlds together. Him and Goku, it took a brand new evolution of Gogeta to stop him, alright? And then he had, like, his whole storyline about how he has his little ear around his waist was from his best friend that, like, he stopped coming out because his dad hurt him, I guess, when he was a little kid. So now, I just think he's a really good character. Like, they dished out his story a lot better than they did with the DBZ Broly. DBS Broly's a lot better. Alright, Cooler. I say Cooler's in good because Cooler was like a big brother, and he is a big brother to Frieza. A better version of Frieza. Like a more characterized version of Frieza. Frieza's a really good character. Get him gone. He's a racist badass, right? But he's really good. But Cooler, he's cool. Like, he just wants to beat Goku after he was humiliated. Now, Metal Cooler, I'm not even gonna put on the list. He's just bad, okay? They just redished Cooler and took Frieza's traits. He's just horrible. Next is Frieza. He goes into the number one tier, okay? He goes in the number one tier. I know I just said that Cooler's better version of Frieza, but Frieza will always be number one, okay? Because Frieza's the best villain out of all of them. He has the most personality, okay? He has the most, interaction with the heroes of our story, okay? Like Vegeta. He knows what's going on because they worked for Frieza when they went down to Earth. So I just think it's better. Cooler may be a more personalized person of Frieza, but Frieza will always be Frieza, alright? Metal Cooler, I said, is horrible, so I'm just gonna put it on bad. I already gave my conversation on Metal Cooler. Ass. Majin Buu. Majin Buu, okay, it goes into okay. Okay, Majin Buu. Because he is just a bad guy who wants to eat candy and be bad while doing it. Like, he's good, but bad. Like, all he wants to do is eat candy. That's pretty much it. So, can't really say much about Majin Buu. Now, Super Buu, he's literally a more evil version of Majin Buu, so I have to put him at not good. So, Super Buu, it's a skinny buff version of Majin Buu. And stronger, so I have to put that down there. Kid Buu, he's good, okay? Kid Buu's good. Because he's just, like, strong, he doesn't talk much. His one goal is to defeat the people that have been mocking him and staying alive after all the time that he fought and destroyed all of everyone else. So that was Zarbon. He's ass, okay? He's horrible. It's Zarbon, okay? Bad is Zarbon, okay? I thought he was a girl when I first saw him, right? But apparently he's a guy. Dodoria, he's with Zarbon because what even is he? How do you characterize Dodoria? You don't characterize Dodoria, but Nappa, next is Nappa, right? Nappa, Nappa's a really, like, he's strong, but not too strong. He's not stronger than Vegeta, and he went with Vegeta, and he fought for Vegeta, and even when Nappa was talking to Vegeta, Vegeta was still outraged and killed him, so I think he was a really good dished out character. Maybe he didn't survive that long, but he was still really, a really very thought out character when it comes to people. Like the Saiyans. He's a good representation of a Saiyan, of what a Saiyan should be. Now finally, Ginyu. Ginyu is in real good because, right? Ginyu's in real good because when Ginyu was fought everyone when Goku came down to Earth, right? And since Goku was there and he was barely damaged or barely using any energy, right? They thought, oh, it's gonna be a breeze. He's gonna defeat Frieza with no casualties. But Ginyu has the change now, but what's it called? Technique. And with that, it can change the whole tide. And they had to beat up what's called Goku until he was forced. Oh, they had to feed up Ginyu Goku until he was forced to use it again, but it missed and hit Goku. Or Ginyu Goku. Or Goku Ginyu. I don't even know. But, yeah. So, here's what I have. Number one is Frieza. Real good is Broly, Dragon Ball Super, and Ginyu. Good is Cooler and Kid Buu and Nappa. Okay is Majin Buu and Super Buu. Not good is Broly DBZ. And bad is Metal Cooler, Zarbon, and Dodoria. Number one, Frieza. Okay, that's just... He's the best. He's the best villain you could ask for. I'm not doing Vegeta, by the way. Vegeta doesn't count. Even if I said, what's it called? Saiyan Saga Vegeta. He's not necessarily a bad guy. He turns good, right? But he's always a bad guy, but he turns good. Like, he's becomes better. I can't just say, Saiyan Saga Vegeta, because that's not... He's not even really necessarily bad in the Saiyan Saga. He's okay. He's trying to finish the job that he was given. And when he realizes that there's people more powerful than him, he has to work against the people that he works for to become stronger and defeat those people. So these are my rankings. As it's 100 listens, I will do a part 2 with even more characters, and we'll see how I rate those ones. Bye, everybody. Keep on being Super Saiyans. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.